We've been celebrating Christmas in July a lot today, and we'll continue with the celebration. We've got Katie Motzinger joining us from the Children's Attention Home because they have a big Christmas in July push going on right now. And good morning to you, Katie.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
Glad to be here.
You're here.
What's so special about celebrating Christmas in July, just overall?
Well, I mean, who doesn't want to celebrate Christmas in July? So I feel like there's just the obvious, right? But for us, we started it a few years. I mean, you see Christmas in July pop up a lot of places. And we started doing it because really during the summertime, it's a, you know, everybody's busy, everybody's traveling. And it's a time of year where people, maybe it falls off the radar that, you know, that there's the opportunity to be a part of what's going on in the community and help. And we've really actually seen kind of a shift where some folks are really looking for opportunities in the month of July. And so it's kind of shifted a little bit. But this year in particular, what we are focusing on is we actually had a donor come to us and say, hey, I would love to do a matching gift during the month and help drive donations during a month where it's a little bit slower for y'all. And so we're doing that throughout the month of July. But this week in particular, we have some events where we're really kind of focusing in and working to connect with people. You know, whether you are currently supporting the home or you've never heard of us and you want to get to know us better, we've got a lot of opportunities, including one today at Witt's Frozen Custard. So I'm pretty excited about that.
We'll dive into that. But real quick, just kind of give the overview foundation of what the Children's Attention Home is all about, who you all serve, and kind of what do the numbers look like, because that will also help to set the table for folks to understand why they should get involved.
Yeah, so the home has been around since 1970. We have been serving, we've served over 9,000 children and youth in our time that we've been around. And we're in our 55th year, if you're doing the math, so it's pretty exciting stuff. And really, our focus is to make sure that every child that comes in, and we serve primarily teenagers these days, every single teen, every youth, young adult that comes in, that we're able to meet them exactly where they are and then focus on how do we help them move forward. And whatever that looks like for them, right? Success looks different for every single one of us. And so it's how do we help them, you know, figure out what their goals are, figure out what they need, and then walk with them on that path. That looks entirely different for every single child we serve. And so it may be that we have a youth come in and they really struggle in school, and it could be for 100 different reasons, right? It could be that they struggle in school academically. It could be they struggle socially. It could be they struggle with whatever the environment or setting is. So that's just one aspect of care, is like when they come in, we're going to sit down with them and talk with the school system and say, okay, you know, what is going to be the way that we can really best set this child up for success? Are they three grade levels behind? Are they ahead? Are, you know, what are their needs to make sure that they're getting the education they need? And thankfully, we have a fantastic partner with the Rock Hill School District to help us with so many different options for our youth. But even down to, you know, have they had a job before? Do they want a job? We have some kids that are coming to us that are coming from, you know, behavioral setting or just higher levels of care. And so we want to make sure that we're able to provide them with the support with our team, but also with their mental health, just through community partnerships that we have with Catawba Mental Health and other partners, to make sure that, you know, all around that they're getting the care that they need, just like you would do for your child. But, you know, they've been through a lot, not to mention why they are in care in the first place. But even being in foster care, it can be, you know, just it's a lot to walk through. And some of these kids have been through 15 or 20 different foster care placements or homes. And so if you can imagine as a, you know, 14-year-old being through 10, 15 different places that you've lived in a short time span, it really makes an impact on how you go about a lot of your everyday life. And I know that would have made my childhood look very different. And so when they come to the home, our goal first is to stabilize them and help them feel safe and stable so that then we can help them focus on those next steps forward.
You've even taught some of the kids how to drive.
Yeah. Yes.
So, moved them into college.
Life schools. Yeah.
I mean, you've done
college tours.
Unbelievable work there at the Children's Attention Home. And you serve the kids really throughout the state. I know you're located here. And we've learned that has also changed over the course of the 55 years that you all have been in service.
Yeah.
Well, to be able to accomplish what you are doing, you have a lot of support from the business community. I mean, businesses will take volunteer days and encourage their employees to come over there and help spruce up the place.
Yep.
There's other opportunities. If that's not your expertise, you can also going to eat out, and the Children's Detention Home gets to benefit from your generosity because we all have to eat. But explain to us what's happening this week and how the community can get involved and how getting a cup of ice cream helps the Children's Detention Home.
Yeah, so we, like you said, Lucas, we've got Witt's Frozen Custard today. We'll be there all day from 11:30 to 9, and we'll be out there. And so, yes, definitely come and just enjoy frozen custard because it's delicious.
It's hot.
And it's hot. But also, we'll be there. Like I said before, you know, if you've never heard of the home and you have questions, we'll be there to talk with you and tell you a little more about our mission. And on Thursday, we actually have open times to come and drop by and take a tour. And so we would invite you to come and just see our mission in action. We can talk with you about it all day long, but until you see it, that's when it really clicks for a lot of people what this looks like and what the work looks like and what it is that you're supporting whenever someone chooses to support the home. And so come visit us at Witt's Frozen Custard today. And then on Thursday, if you're free from 10 to 3, then come check us out. And then throughout this week, Rock Hill Sports Clips is actually doing $2 from all their MVP cuts are coming to support them. And they're doing a silent auction as well to help raise money and support for the home this month, which is pretty exciting.
Well, as Katie mentioned, just imagine what you do for your teenager or teenagers in your home and multiply it by sometimes as many as 20 or 30 or even more sometimes. Mm-hmm. And that's why you have to have so much support, and you are so gracious to receive that support. I know you are, from the business community and for those who get involved and however they can help the Children's Detention Home.
Yeah, literally half of our mission is possible because people give. Mm. And so if, you know, we can talk numbers, we can talk budget, but at the end of the day, those dollars in that budget is what makes the mission happen. And so when you give, we couldn't do half or more of what we do unless it was for generous people in the community that support. So,
and of course, you want people to do it this month because you have another donor that's going to match.
Yes.
So this is the month to do it if you're going to do it.
We're going to post an update this week. Okay. But yeah, we're probably, I don't know exactly where we are on the thermometer today. But yeah, we could really use your support to help us reach that $20,000 goal before the end of the month.
Meaning if we raise $20,000 at the end of July, a donor will match it. So
that's
will
correct.
Turn $20,000 into $40,000.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Dollar for dollar.
Dollar for dollar.
Mm-hmm. All right. That goes on all month long. You can follow along. Katie mentioned the thermometer. They have a thermometer goal that keeps inching up higher and higher. So $20,000, you still have about 16 more days left in this month to make it happen. We know the community will come through, so please continue to do so. And again, if you're out and about today, you can swing by Witt's Frozen Custard right here in Rock Hill, a couple of blocks away from the broadcast house. Swing by.
So we'll look forward to seeing you guys.
Yeah, absolutely.
Later, right?
Yeah, we like it there. We love
good.
It there,
yeah.
For sure. But go out there and support them. Every little bit helps. They are wonderful. It's like the story of the fish and loaves. You take a dollar, and for some magical reason, it comes magically into $5 or $10. You do more with a dollar than most of us can do with $10 for sure. So, well, thanks again for what you all do, especially for these young people who've got their whole life ahead of them. They've had maybe a rocky start and some turbulence, but get the plane back on the path, and these young people are going to be the leaders of tomorrow.
Yeah.